warm temperatures are making many of us think of great pre-spring camping. We're making our reservations next on Western Life Radio.
When snowmobiling, be prepared. Keep your machine in top condition. Always carry a toolkit, first aid kit, emergency supplies, and spare parts. Always let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Use the buddy system and never snowmobile alone. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside. Make your pre-spring camping reservations early. Eugene Swalberg with Utah State Parks and Recreation saves a spot for Easter weekend.
Those folks that might be looking towards Easter, thinking, oh, it's a long ways off. Well, it might be a long ways off on the calendar maybe, but on the reservation calendar, and some folks think way ahead, they might be getting ahead of you and making those reservations at their favorite places. And so if folks ought to be thinking about Easter, we talked about President's Day, and that's coming up here in February, and that's on the short term, that's on the short horizon, but that longer horizon to think out, okay, hold it, I need to be thinking about Easter or even beyond, because those reservation windows are open. We encourage folks, if they're really wanting to get a place and they really have to have that certain campsite, you got to think out a little bit. But that's a great time for camping at many of our state parks. When I was down at Goblin Valley State Park, we always kind of unofficially said that the beginning of the season was President's Day in February. And particularly if there was good weather on the Wasatch Front, then people will say, hey, I will get out because I'll drive down, I'll go somewhere, I'll spend the weekend. And that's kind of the unofficial kickoff for a season. Now with these mild temperatures in many of our state parks, the visitation drop isn't as drastic, maybe, so to speak. So now you're getting lots of folks even in January and February. And that's just fine. Now's a great time to do it. We can handle that. But with these mild temperatures, it's a great time to go to some of your places, especially in southern Utah, where your snow canyons and your Sand Hollow State Parks and your Quail Creeks. They can go to our website at stateparks.utah.gov, and they can find their favorite state park, or there's a reserve tab right up there front and center.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.